Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Today, the church celebrates the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. And in the beginning of the year, we are reminded that we have Mary. And she had a very important role in the history of salvation. She participated in a very special way in this mystery that we are celebrating. But for today, I'd like to speak about these words about Mary that we have in this gospel. She treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. As you know, in the world, everything seems to happen at lightning speed. Technology, while offering great benefits, has created a rhythm where time seems compressed and our minds constantly race, rushing from one responsibility to another. Social media, emails, instant messaging, all these things keep us connected, yes, but they also demand our attention at all times. As probably some of you know, we talk about nowadays the economy of attention. But in this economy of attention, how to give attention to God? How to give attention to our inner life? How my inner life can become more attractive than the cell phone, than a screen? It's not easy. But this is the beautiful invitation that we have, and we can learn something from Mary today. The truth is, this speed, this constant rush has a deep impact in or on our inner lives. We begin to lose our ability to truly be present to the moments that matter, to reflect, to ponder, to treasure the deep things of life. Instead, sometimes we function like machines, moving from one task to the next, often unaware of the true beauty and significance of what we are experiencing. We live in a time when everything is expected to happen quickly. Immediate responses are expected. Our minds are constantly filled with thoughts, worries, and distractions. We can easily feel like we are in a race, trying to keep up with the demands of the world while carrying the weight of our inner struggles, desires, and challenges. We begin to function out of a sense of obligation or habit rather than out of reflection, prayer, or a deeper connection to God. The pace of life can take us away from the present moment and into a future that's constantly moving forward, leaving little room for the stillness that allows us to encounter God in a profound way. This is where the invitation of today's solemnity, especially in the example of Mary, becomes so powerful. Mary in the gospel is portrayed as treasuring the events surrounding the birth of her son, and pondering them in her heart. She paused to reflect on the mystery of what was unfolding before her. In contrast to the speed of the world, Mary's response was one of stillness, contemplation, and interior reflection. And now we have a beautiful teaching, and a teaching that I truly believe. I like to call the process of inner deceleration. We are invited to live this process of inner deceleration. To counter this rapid pace, there is a growing need for what can be called inner deceleration, a deliberate slowing down of the heart and mind. This does not mean withdrawing from the world, but rather learning to live more attentively and intentionally in it, living the present moment of our lives. Because it's so easy to live our present moment with the focus on the past or in the future. But living the present moment nowadays, it's a grace. It's not easy to keep our attention, heart, and mind in the present moment. And spirituality requires this kind of reality. It's important to learn how to live the present moment of my life. And this is a kind of very important aspect for our spiritual life, especially because the process of the incarnation, how God came to this world, it's totally connected with this reality. The present moment, when we look at the past with this perspective that comes from the Word of God, we learn that it means that looking at the past through the mirror of our history, we will learn how to live the present moment day of my life in a more integrated way. And this process of inner deceleration is about giving ourselves permission to slow down. I think that's a good purpose for this new year. Maybe we can find this kind of moment in time. How to create this kind of moment that we will live with us and with this grace of the present moment. How to be present, how to listen more attentively to God and to allow our hearts to reflect on the deeper mysteries of life. It is about learning to treasure the small moments, to ponder the meaning behind what we experience. Just like Mary, we need to treasure moments of grace, not just rush through them. When we slow down to ponder, we allow space for God to speak to us, to reveal His presence in the ordinary, and to help us understand His will for our lives. The speed of the world may keep us busy, but we are called to create moments of stillness where God can transform our hearts, being with us. And as I like to say, if we have this kind of desire, it's important, but very important, to be intentional. It's important to create this kind of purpose. And maybe it's so important for our times, because it's not easy to live at this time, especially because our minds and hearts, they start to accompany the speed of the road. And sometimes we have everything running too fast inside of us. And it's not good for our inner life. And I know that this is part of my personality, but for me, it's so important, this process of deceleration. And for our spiritual life, it's so important to ponder, to reflect, to contemplate, to understand the present moment of our history. And inspired by the Blessed Virgin Mary, may God bless us and teach us how to live this grace in our daily lives. Amen.